Parshas Vayakel. The pasuk starts off Vayakel Moshe es kol adas bnei Yisrael, and Moshe gathered the whole assembly of the bnei Yisrael. And this took place a day after Moshe came down from Har Sinai, a day after Yom HaKippurim, when he came down with the two luchos. On the next day, he said Vayomar lehem. He said to them, Eile ha-devorim. These are the things asher tzivo Hashem lasoy soysom, that Hashem commanded to make. These are the different kalim and the Mishkan itself that you should make. But before he commanded them about making the Mishkan, he first said the Parsha of Shabbos, in order to warn Klal Yisrael that even though I am commanding you to build a Mishkan, it is not Deicha Shabbos, it does not push away the mitzvah of Shabbos, and you shall not build the Mishkan on Shabbos. Sheishas yomim teyosim melocha. 6 days work shall be done. Uvayom hashvi, and on the seventh day, yir lochem kodesh, it should be holy to you. Shabbos shabbosin l'Hashem, a complete rest for the sake of Hashem. Kol ha'osav voy melocha yumas. Anybody who does melocha on Shabbos will be mechoyev misa. L'sevaru esh, one shall not light a fire b'chol meshvoseichem, in all his dwellings. B'yom ha'Shabbos, on the day of Shabbos. The Torah specifies only one of the lamates melochas, the lav of lighting a fire. Why does the Torah only say one of them? And why specifically a fire? One pshat brought down in Rashi is that Yesh Omrim Havara Lelav Yotzis. Havara is different than the other 38 melachas. The other 38 melachas, which a person is over, if he does it, b'mezit, with Edim and Hasra, he is Mechuyev Misa. If he does it with Edim, without Hasra, he is Chayiv Karis. But the Lav of lighting a fire, there is no Misa, there is no punishment of death when one is over the Isser of lighting a fire on Shabbos. It is only a lav, and the most a person will get for this Isser is Malkus. That is the meaning of Havara, lighting a fire, l'lav yotzis. It is different than the others. It is only belav. One is only over a lav. V'yesharim, some say l'chalik yotzis. It is to separate. That is why it says esh by itself. What does that mean, l'chalik yotzis? Rashi in the first perek of Yevamos explains that I might have thought without this pasuk that the only time one is chayev misa for being over the lamates melachos on Shabbos is only if he does all 39 melachos. Then he is chayev misa. How do we know if he only does one of the melachos, he is chayev misa? And that the pasuk separates eish, lighting a fire, to tell you, just like lighting a fire, if you do that alone, you are chayiv misa. So too, each one of the 39 melachos, if one does each one by itself, he is chayiv misa for each one. L'chalik yatzis, to differentiate and divide each one by itself for a chayiv misa. That is the way Rashi in the first parak of Yevamos explains. But Rashi in the first parak of Psachim explains it a little bit differently. He says it is referring to a shoygeg, one who does the isurim of Shabbos b'shoigeg, because I might have thought that if one did not know it was Shabbos and he does all 39 melachos behelam echad, with one forgetting he didn't know it was Shabbos, and he does many, many melachos, you would think he would only bring one karban chatas, and this way he would pater all the yisurim that he did with this one chatas. On that, the pasuk is telling you, no, he must bring a chatas for each and every one of the lamates melachos, and that is why it is mechalik and separates lighting a fire, to tell you, just like he will bring a separate chatas on lighting a fire, he must bring a separate chatas on each and every one of the lamates melachos that he was over. Many of the mefarshim ask that l'chayra, the order over here in this parsha is different than we saw in parshas Truma and Tetzaveh. Because in parshas Truma and Tetzaveh, Hashem commanded Moshe to make the Mishkan. And when Hashem wanted to tell Moshe that building the Mishkan is not Doiche Shabbos, only afterwards, in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, does he mention the mitzvah of Shabbos in order to say that building the Mishkan is not Doiche Shabbos. So first, he said the building of the Mishkan in Truma and Tetzaveh, and then he says the mitzvah of Shabbos in Parshas Kisisa. Over here, when Moshe is speaking to Klal Yisrael, he first says the mitzvah of Shabbos, and then afterwards, in Perek Dalet, in Pasuk Dalet and on, he discusses the building of the Mishkan. Why did Moshe change the order? Maskal David answers that since Rashi mentions in the beginning of the Parsha that this all took place a day after Yom HaKippurim, Moshe commanded Klal Yisrael to build the Mishkan a day after Yom Kippur. He asks, why did Moshe wait a day? Moshe came down from Har Sinai on Yom Kippur itself. So why didn't he command them to build the Mishkan on that day? Why did he wait till the next day? And the answer is, because Moshe was afraid that if he would tell the Bnei Yisrael to build the Mishkan on Yom Kippur, they might get so excited about the mitzvah that they might go and bring their donations on Yom Kippur itself, and that could be an Isser of Aitzah, an Isser of carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRab. Therefore, Moshe waited until the next day. And that is why Moshe told them the mitzvah of Shabbos before he told them the Melechus HaMishkan. In order to tell them, you should know, there is a reason why I didn't command you about building the Mishkan yesterday. Because I was worried about the mitzvah of Shabbos. And you should know, the mitzvah of Shabbos is not nidche, is not pushed off because of the building of the Mishkan. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer Moshe el kol hadas b'nei Yisrael lemer. And Moshe said to all the Yidden, saying, Zeh hadavar, this is the thing, asher tziva Hashem, that Hashem commanded me, lemer, to say to you. Kechu me'itchem, take from yourselves, truma l'Hashem, a separation for the sake of Hashem, koil nadiv liboy, every person whose heart wants to do a ratzon toiv, a donation, yivyeho, he should bring a trumas Hashem, the separation for Hashem, zov v'chesev unechoshes, gold or silver or copper. It is interesting the lashon of kechu me'itchem, take from yourselves. What is the lashon of me'itchem? The Masha in Ksubis, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, says that we find at times that people steal money or take money dishonestly from other people and then use this money to buy aliyahs or to do other mitzvahs. And he says that type of money is not desired by Hashem. It is considered a mitzvah habo ba'avera. Therefore the pasuk is saying over here, Kichu me'itchem, only donate for the Mishkan something that is me'itchem from you and not stolen or taken dishonestly from somebody else. Kli Yakar learns a bit differently. He says that we find at times that people who give tzedakah only give the tzedakah because they feel obligated and they feel pressured to do so because somebody else gave that amount of tzedakah. Kli Yakar says that this is not considered as if the tzedakah came from you, but rather it was forced upon you me'acherim from other people. Therefore the pasuk says over here that the donations for the Mishkan should be me'itchem from you, not because you feel pressured to give because somebody else gave that amount of money. And the pasuk continues, Usecheles, and you shall give blue wool, v'agoman and purple wool, v'salash shoni and red thread, v'sheish and linen, v'izim and hairs of a goat, v'oreis elim me'odomim, skins of a ram, dyed red after they were tanned, v'oreis techoshim and skins of a tachash, which was a type of a chaya that only existed in the time of the Mishkan and it had many colors, v'atzei shitim and cedar wood, which Yaakov took out of Eretz Yisrael and brought to Mitzrayim and told his children to take this wood and bring it into the Midbar, because they will build a Mishkan out of Atzei Shittim in the Midbar. V'shemen lama'or, and bring oil for the menorah. U'besamim, and the four besamim for the Shemen HaMishcha, for the anointing oil. Mar Dirar, Kinamon Besem, Knei Boisem, and Kida, mentioned in Parshas Kisisa. V'lektaris HaSamim, and bring the 11 different besamim that make up the Ketaris. V'avnei Shoyham, v'avnei Miluim, lo Eifad v'lachoshen. The Avnei Shoyham, which were the two stones needed for the ephod, v'avnei meluim, and the 12 stones that were needed for the choshen, and they were called avnei meluim because these stones filled up the settings that they were placed in. V'chol chacham lev bochem, yavoyu v'yasu eis kol asher tziva Hashem, and all the wise at heart amongst you should come and make everything that Hashem commanded. That means they should take this material, all these materials, and build what Hashem commanded you to build. What did He command you to build? Es HaMishkan, referring to the first cover of the Mishkan. The cover that was seen inside the Mishkan was called the Yirias HaMishkan. Es Aholoi, its cover, which was the Yirias HaIzim that went on top of the Yirias HaMishkan. Ves Mechseyu, and the cover on top of that, the cover of the Oreis Elim Me'odamim and the Oreis Techoshim. As cross of its hooks, which were the S hooks that attached the two Urias of the Urias HaMishkan together and the two parts of the Urias HaEzim together. As cross of its beams, which made up the walls of the Mishkan. As brichov, its bars, the bars that went on the outside of the walls that held the walls together, as Amudav, his pillars, referring to the pillars that held up the Paroiches, and also the pillars that held up the Mosach Pesach Oel Moed, Vesadonov and his sockets. The Kroshim, the beams, were placed into sockets, silver sockets, and the sockets stood on the ground one next to the other. And then the Pasuk speaks about the Kalim of the Mishkan, Es Ha'oron, the Oron Vesbadov and his poles, Es HaKaporis and the cover that went on the Oron that had the Kruvim on it, the Es Paroiches HaMosach and the curtain between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which was called the Paroiches HaMosach, that protected and divided between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Es HaShulchan, the table, Vesbadov and his poles, Veskol Kalov and all its Kalim, the Es Lechem HaPonim and the Lechem HaPonim, which was called Lechem HaPonim because it was like an open box that was opened on two sides. On two sides the walls came up, but on the other two sides it was empty. So it was almost like a U. Ves Menorah HaMa'or, and the menorah that gave light, Ves Keleho and her Kalim, referring to the two Kalim of the menorah, the tweezers and the shovel, Ves Neiraseho and her cups that were on top of the menorah that held the oil and the wicks, the Ves Shemen HaMa'or and the oil for the menorah. There's a machlokes if the neiros, if the lamps on top of the menorah were also made miksha, one piece with the rest of the menorah, or they were detachable and were not part of the actual menorah. According to the Manda Omar, that they were one piece, it is a bit schwer over here why the Torah would separate and mention Neiros by itself and not include it with the rest of the menorah. The Pasuk does not mention every piece of the menorah separately because they were all miksha, it was all made together. But the Neiros are set separately. So Bishlam, according to the Manda Omar, that says they were detachable, so it's counting it separately, just like you count the Kalim separately. But if it was one piece, one has to know why it was said separately and not included with the rest of the menorah. And the pasuk continues, Ves Mizbeach HaKetores, and the Mizbeach HaKetores, which is the Mizbeach HaZov, the inside Mizbeach, Ves Badov and his poles, Ves Shemen HaMishcha, and the anointing oil, Ves Keteres HaSamet, and the Keteres made of spices, Ves Mosach Pesach LeFesach HaMishkon, and the curtain that was at the entrance of the Mishkon, Es Mizbeach HaOilo, the outside Mizbeach, which was also known as the Mizbeach HaOilo, Ves Michbar HaNechoshes Asholoi, and the decorative Michbar, which was a netted material made out of copper, that was on the Mizbeach, Ves Esbado Ves Kolkelov, its poles and all its Kalim, Es HaKiyor Ves Kanoi, the Kiyor, which they used to wash their hands from, and the Kanoi, its base, Es Kalei HaChotzer, the curtains of the courtyard, Es Amudov, his Amudim, Ves Adoneho, and her sockets. The Amudim, the pillars of the Chatzar, and the Adonim of the Chatzar. Why does it say Lashon Yochid concerning Amudav, his Amudim, Ves Adoneho, and her Adonim? Rashi explains that Chatzar is one of the words that can be used for a Lashon Zohar and Lashon Nekeva. So therefore the Pasuk can say Amudav, his Amudim, the Amudim of the Chatzar, Ves Adoneho, and her sockets, referring to the Chatzar again. And Rashi in Parshas Vayishlach lists many cases that you find one word is used as a Lashon Zohar and Lashon Nekeva. On the Pasuk Vahir HaMachane HaNishar LeFleita, Machane is used as Lashon Zohar and Lashon Nekeva, so too the word Ruach and the word Esh, Ayin Rashi Shom, Parshas Vayishlach. The Es Mosach Shar HaChotzer, and the curtain by the gate of the Chotzer, by the entrance of the Chotzer. Siyistois HaMishkon, the pegs that are used for the Mishkon, Vesistois HaChotzer, and the pegs used for the Chotzer, Ves Mesrehem, and their strings. These pegs were used in order that Yirias Izim and the Kalei HaChotzer, the curtains of the Chotzer, should not blow in the wind. And they used to knock these pegs into the ground and tie a string around them and then attach the other end of the string to the bottom of the Yirias Izim and to the bottom of the Kalei HaChotzer. This way, when the wind blows, they should not blow in the wind, they would be tied down. Es Bigdei HaSrod L'Shoreis BaKodesh, the Bigdei HaSrod referring to the covers on the Kalim, which they covered the Kalim at the time of Siluk Masois, at the time of departure for their journeys. These covers were called Bigdei HaSrod. Es Bigdei HaKodesh L'Aron HaKoyen, the holy begodim for Aaron, the eight begodim of Aaron, Ves Bigdei Vonov L'Chayin, and the four begodim for the Bigdei Koyen Hedget for Aaron's children. Vayetzu kol adas bnei Yisrael milfnei Moshe. And after Moshe told them the materials to use and what they should make with these materials, the bnei Yisrael left from before Moshe. Now let us go back on the Rashi's. Vayakel Moshe, and Moshe gathered lemacharas Yom HaKippurim, on the day after Yom Kippur, Moshe gathered Klal Yisrael kishiyorad min ahar, the day after he came down from the mountain. The hu lashon hifil, and the lashon of vayakel is lashon hifil, causative. If you wanted to say Moshe actually gathered something, it should say vayikal Moshe. Vayakel Moshe means that Moshe caused to gather. Why does the Torah use a lashon of causing to gather? She'eino oisef anoshim biyodayim, because one does not gather people with his hands. Elohein ne'esofim al pi diburay, they are gathered through his words. Therefore, the lashon of vayakel is the proper lashon. Vayakel Moshe, Moshe caused to gather through his words. V'targumay va'achnesh, and Targum says va'achnesh, which is also causative, he caused to gather. Sheshes yamim. Hiktim lohem azara Shabbos l'tziva melech ha-mishkan. Moshe first told them the warning about the Isra of Shabbos before commanding them about the Mishkan. Loimar, to say to them, she'ene doiche es ha-Shabbos, that building the Mishkan does not push off the mitzvah of Shabbos, and one should not build the Mishkan on Shabbos. Loisavaru eish, why does the Torah specifically specify lighting a fire on Shabbos? Yesh Rabbi Seinu Oimrim Havara Lalav Yatzis. There are some that learn that Havara is Lalav to tell you that Havara is only a Lav, as opposed to the other 38 that are Bemisa. V'yesh Oimrim Lachalik Yatzis. And some say it is Lachalik, either to tell you that you do not have to do every single one of the Lamatest Melachas to be Chayev Misa, or to tell you if you do all 39 Behelam Echad, you are Chayev Echatas al Kol Achas Va'achas. Zeh Adov Asher Tziva Hashem Li, this is the thing that Hashem commanded me, Leimo Lochem, to say to you. Nediv Libay, what is the Lashon of Nediv Lev? Al Shem Shalibay Nodvoy, since his heart donates it, Kori Nediv Lev, it is called a donation from the heart. Kvar pirashdi nidvas hamishkon umalachtoi bimakom tzavosom. Rashi says that I am not going to explain in detail every single aspect of the building of the Mishkan, because I have already explained it in Parshas Truma and Tetzavim. Es hamishkon, what does it mean, es hamishkon? Yirias hatachtoines, the bottom yirias, hadnirois besoichai, that are seen inside the Mishkan, kruya Mishkan. The first cover is called yirias hamishkon because it is seen inside the Mishkan. Es haholai, his cover. Hu oil yirias izim, that is the cover of the yirias izim. Heosu legag, that is made as a roof and a cover over the yirias hamishkon. That is why they are called the yirias haoil. Es mechseu, it means the mechse oreis me'elim, the two covers, the Ores Elim Adamim and the Ores Hatchashim. The pasuk over here says Mechseyu, his cover, which is mashma that it is one cover. In Parshas Truma, we mentioned a machlokes whether the Ores Elim Adamim and the Ores Hatchashim were one cover made out of two materials, or they were two separate covers. Maskal David is medayik from this pasuk that it seems to be mashma like the Manda Omar that says that it is one cover, because the pasuk says Mechseyu, its cover, referring to both covers as one cover. The Eis Paroiches HaMosach, Paroiches HaMechitza, the Paroiches which was a Mechitza, called Dover HaMegin, anything that protects and separates, Bein Milmala, whether it is from up to down, top to bottom, Bein Mikineged, whether it is from side to side, Karim Mosach can be called a Mosach, Uschach, a protection. Hechein Sachta Ba'ado, you protected before him, Hineni Soch Estruachecha, behold, I have blocked your path. So we see Mosach means to block, to protect, and the Paroiches blocked and protected between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadosh. Lechem aponim kvar pirashti, I have already explained in Parshas Truma, al shem shehoyu leponim lekan lekan, since it was opened on two sides, shehoyu asuk min teva pruta, it was made like an open box, opened on two sides, therefore it was called lechem haponim. Ves keleho, and her kelim, malkochayim umachtois, the tweezers and the shovels used for the menorah. And one has to wonder why Rashi specifically mentions these kelim. Rashi said in Pasuk Hey that I have already explained all the things, all the kelim of the Mishkan, and I won't go into detail concerning them. And by all the kelim, Rashi Taka doesn't mention anything about the Klei HaShulchan and the kelim of the Mizbeach. But over here, for some reason, by the menorah, he does mention what the kelim of the menorah are. And one has to know why specifically over here he repeats it. Neiro Seho, Lutzinish Balaz, Bazichim cups, Shashem and Vapsilas Nesunes Behem, that the oil and the wicks are placed in them. and the oil from the menorah, it was necessary to have wise-hearted people in order to make the Shemen HaMa'or. It is different than other oil. Like the Gemara in Menachos says, he picks it from the top of the olive tree. This way it has less sediments. And then he presses it in order to get it to be very pure. The Masach HaPesach, the curtain before the entrance to the Mishkan. There were no beams there. And there were no curtains hanging over on that side. Rather, over there, there were five amudim. And attached to these five amudim was the Masach Pesach HaMishkon. Es amudah ves adoineho, his amudim and her adonim. Rashi is bothered by the Lashon Zachar of amudah and Lashon Nekeva of adoineho. Hare Chatzar Kari Kan Lashon Zachar of Lashon Nekeva. The Chatzar was mentioned over here in the Lashon Zachar when it says his amudim and Lashon Nekeva when it says her adonim. We find many cases like that, like Rashi mentions in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, and also Ayin Tosfos Kedushin Daf Beis Amud Beis. That's Masach Shar HaChatzar, and the curtain at the opening of the Chatzar. Viloin Parish Latzad Mizrach, a curtain spread out on the east side of the Chatzar. Esrim Amo Emsoy Shal Rechav HaChatzar, in the middle 20 Amos of the width of the Chatzar. That is where the Masach Shar HaChatzar stood. Shoyach Hamishim Rechav, because the width of the chaser was 50 amos, usesumim heimenu l'tzad tzafon tesvavama v'chein l'darim, and 15 amos on each side was closed in, and there were 20 amos in the middle, and those 20 amos was where the masach shar haichaser was. Shenema, like the pasuk says in Truma, v'chamesh esrei amo kloyim l'chaser. To each side there was 15 amos of curtain. 15 and 15 is 30, leaving 20 opened in the middle. What were the yistos hamishkan? Litzkaya, to insert, velikshar, and to tie bohem with them, seifei ha-yirios, the bottom of the yirios, and also the bottom of the kloyim, of the chaser, ba'oretz, in order to attach it to the ground, shelayanu'u ha-paruach, it should not blow in the wind. Meisreyem, chavolim, likshar, the strings to tie the yisedos to the bottom of the yirios. Big dastrod. These are the coverings of the kelim, lachasis ha'orad, v'ashulchan, v'hamenorah, v'hamizbechois, b'shas, silok, masois, at the time of departure for journeys.